Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2018. It's Season 12, Episode 10. I'm Scotty.
I'm RJ.
I'm Maddie.
I guess.
I don't know.
You could be Maddie O'Garrett.
Maddie O'Garrett?
Yeah, Maddie O'Garrett. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure we've done a show on St. Patrick's Day before, have we?
I guess. I mean,
I don't know. You do it for 10 years, you at least hit a St. Patrick's Day in there at some point, right?
Apparently at least once now.
At least one time. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Let me do this real quick. We'll get this out of the way, the clap out of the way first. So, here we go. Is everything? You can see everything. Good. All right. Just had to get that out of the way.
Clickety clack.
Green.
Oh, yeah.
Green.
Green.
For St. Patrick's Day.
I'm going to give that to you because you're going to put that up later.
And you don't have any green on.
No, I don't. He doesn't?
No.
No, I don't.
Whatever.
Not very festive.
It's fine. He doesn't have to. He doesn't. It's no big deal. I didn't have to either, but I did it anyway. So, why didn't you, RJ?
I've never been really festive.
Really?
Yeah.
Never been the festive type?
I want to call shenanigans on that.
Oh, shenanigans.
Oh, shenanigans. I think he's starting to regret coming here today.
Yeah, everything's going to be O in front of it, or with an IE on the end of it or something like that. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. If you'd like to get in touch with us,
should have done it for Twitch. Put the names up there if you want to do it like that.
Oh, yeah, I could have. I didn't think about that. I'm Maddie and Scotty, I don't know what I'd have done for you, though.
Nothing.
I still think you should maybe, like, something like next to our name, put, like, our Twitch name. That way, you know, because, like, people know in the chat room, like, you know, they see me as Matt, but they don't know that I'm Bullet Food in the chat room.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something
just,
out.
Just thought out there. Anyways, yes.
Change your name to, like I did. Mine's IGC Scott. Change yours to IGC Matt. And IGC RJ.
Come up with a whole new login stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. I think you can change your login name.
Okay.
I think you can. I don't know.
I'll worry about that later.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yes. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Go to ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. Excuse me. We are streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv. Type in In-Game Chat in the search bar at the top. You'll find us, and then you can watch the show live while we broadcast. You can join in the chat room while we broadcast. So, my aunt pays attention to this show.
Aunt. I'm sorry.
For those who care. Aunt. Either way.
I'll say aunt.
I've heard it.
Or auntie. Like when I think...
I've never heard auntie.
But like my Annie Sue.
Dad.
Huh?
Auntie. I've heard that.
I've only heard auntie in poker games.
But like when I think of my Annie Sue...
But that's when you Annie up.
I don't think of Aunt Sue or Aunt Sue. It's Annie Sue. Yeah.
the show goes in completely weird directions.
Yes.
And I apologize because I do it, most of it.
Yeah, it's part of my charm.
Yeah, right?
Let's go with that.
That we can't find a topic to stick with.
Anyway,
she listens to the show and she asked me last night, she's like, what's the best way to watch, is your D&D show tomorrow? And I said, no, it's at the end of the month. Well, what's the best way to, is it better to watch it on Twitch or is it better to listen to it?
The best way would be coming in the studio and, you know, look over our shoulder.
No, we're not going to do that. Yeah, Auntie M, that's right, from Wizard of Oz. Okay, so I have heard that before. thank you, Lethal Migraine. So, I don't know, what's the best way would... I think
Twitch.
Well, I understand Twitch for viewing, but there's a lot of people who won't be able to watch on Twitch. So I think that this thing is going to play out in such a way that it is...
Like Facebook Live it?
No, that it's going to be like Theater of the Mind type thing.
Oh.
Where... You will be able to, like, the descriptions will be enough that you'll still be entertained by listening to it. We're not dressing up or anything, at least I'm not dressing up, but we're not going to go all out or anything and decorate the studio or anything like that. We're just going to play the game. So
I could put, like, googly eyes on the orbs and call them, like, caco demons or something.
Uh-huh. No, we're good. those things have been up there for over a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's March 31st is when we're doing that episode, and I think you're going to be good either way. So, you know, if you want to watch it, that's fine. But I think that listening to it will work just as well because we will we'll be describing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When we throw an attack, we will say that I attack with my sword.
Yes,
and then he will describe the game master.
Or takes damage for this amount of points. You hit him in the left arm. Blah, blah, you know.
Yeah, we'll describe exactly what happened. So it's a very very description type thing.
That's
so
typically how the games go.
Yeah, exactly. So I think listening to it will be just as good as watching it on Twitch. I think you can go either way with that. To be honest with you, so it was interesting. And we will be talking about that at the end of this episode, just like we did last week. We're going to devote the last segment of every episode to discuss and talk about the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons game. Joshua will be in with us this afternoon again at the end of the show, too, and hopefully with more time to go over, again, character selection type stuff. He's got this whole story, this beginning story thing, pat it out as to how it starts the game type stuff. So we'll see how it is. And hopefully, again, this is all experimentation. We're just going to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing. Just going to see how it works. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. To go over games that we played, we will start with Matt this time first.
Why, hello there.
Hi, Matt. What did you play?
I played some more Yakuza Kiwami.
That is not Irish.
It is not. Yakuza anyways. I played some more of that. Just sort of run around. I'm still really early on.
Although, save, is it the typical side missions is what's keeping you from doing the main mission, that type of thing?
I think it's my ADD, really.
Because that's what I heard about the Yakuza series, basically. Yeah, yeah,
I know where I'm supposed to go, but I'm like, okay, let me go over there. Oh, hey, what's this over here?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's a card from my card game. Oh, all right, let me go start this main mission. Oh, hey, look, it's a key to unlock the thing. Oh, now I'm getting attacked by the guy. Got to defend myself. And
what is this again?
Yakuza.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, so I'm enjoying it. I'm leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a lot of fun. Kim and I played more Ghost Recon. Just waiting for Far Cry 5, which I've already pre-ordered. And really, that's, I think, about it.
Mm. That's all, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
RJ, what about you?
Been a busy week.
Finally made some progress in the story mode of Monster Hunter World. I finally took down one of the big monster, the Rathalos, the fire-breathing, poison-dealing, dizzy making enemy in the ancient forest that I had to take down, so I finally got him. Now, the second part of the story, I haven't even started yet. I have to face something called a Diablos.
Okay.
Further on. I think my hunter level's around 9 or maybe 10, I'm not sure. Last time I checked, it was 9. So now I'm dealing with that, trying to get as much upgrades as I can to my equipment and my my armor as I can right now. Other than that, played a little bit more of Street Fighter V. It was a bad week because I was getting losses left and right. But you get to learn something from each one, so you get to learn how to deal with things like that. So it comes with the territory.
Street Fighter and V, which I'm sure he's a character in it, I saw the Funko Pop of Dan Hibiki.
And Dan, yeah.
As much as I try and stay away from buying the Funko Pops, because once you start down that road, forever will it dominate your future kind of a thing.
Yeah. Good. Like, you got to get the full set.
Man, it's Dan.
It's
Dan.
I know.
I've always loved the underdog, and Dan is the epitome of stupid character underdog. And so I was like,
it's pretty viable in four. I've seen some folks go do pretty well with him in four.
But, I mean,
I think he's wanted. In five. He is one in five.
He is the joke throwaway character, but he's still funny.
Yeah, but the pleasure when you beat someone with him is the thing, especially in Puzzle Fighter. He had the worst crash gem in the history of that entire game.
There was a strategy for him with game. There was. Like, you just, like, wait, and you wait, if you're playing as Dan, and then once you attack, you have to just keep on attacking.
Yeah, you have to spend the entire match building. But when you start attacking, you cannot build again. You have to attack from then on.
And then hope they don't get a red breaker in the meantime.
Pray they don't get a red breaker gem. Yeah, so, exactly.
I like Dan. And they also have a new Bob Ross figure that I really want, where he has, like, the big oversized paint brush from the beginning of the intro of the show.
Yeah.
So I try not to, you know, when I go buy Funko Pops, like, there's so many of them. I try not to, because I know once that, I have a few that friends have given me.
Yeah.
Like Robot Devil from Futurama and, like, two TIE Fighters. I mean, TIE Pilots and Frankenfurter. But if I start that, I know I'm just going to be, like, one of those people with, like, all right, got them all.
Yeah. It's like someone gave me a Splinter Funko Pop and a Donatello Funko Pop, so you would think that now you got to get Mike and Leo and Raph, and I haven't done it yet. That was like about
and
6 months
ago. And April O'Neil and Casey Jones and Shredder, and I don't know if they had the little mouse droids.
Mouser.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, once you start down there, or, you know, how do you say no to the Golden Girls?
I didn't do the pop stuff. Only somebody got me Pac-Man and a Ghost.
Yeah, like,
for whatever.
That's the thing. Like,
which one?
The Funko Pops?
No, which Ghost? I mean, because I'm thinking, are they sold individually?
I would love Clyde. They are.
Yeah.
See, I would get Clyde because he was my favorite Ghost.
Yeah.
Probably Clyde. Clyde's the red one, right?
Orange.
No. Then I have
Clyde. It was like Clyde or it was like Blinky / Shadow for the red one.
It was Inky, Pinky, Blinky, and Clyde.
Yeah. And then they had the surf that had, like,
Miss Pac-Man or Super Pac-Man?
Sue either came with Miss Pac-Man or because of the cartoon series.
Okay.
And then was, like, retconned into it, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Probably Inky, I guess, would be the red one. So, yeah. I've got the red one, and I've got Pac-Man.
Yep.
I wonder if they do the Ghost after you had the power pellet.
Yeah,
they do
one.
Have one, yes.
See, I mean, that's just... That's
but that's
cute.
It. You can't go very far with Pac-Man.
Yeah.
There's only
fruit.
Yeah, there's only so far you can go. There,
Super Pac-Man.
With Pac-Man. And Pac-Man they haven't expanded beyond the main game. They may have done a Miss Pac-Man.
So I guess that, if you get to...
There we go, yeah. Blinky, yeah. Shadow, nicknamed Blinky. Speedy, nicknamed Pinky. Bashful, nicknamed Inky. And, oh, it's like Pokey, nicknamed Clyde. Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
So where did I get Sue from? Like you said, may have been Miss Pac-Man for that one.
Yeah, because I remember Sue being one of the names. But like, maybe if you get, like, a series that, like, you know, game series or movie series or whatever that doesn't have that many characters, you could, like, but if you do, like, Star Wars or Disney or whatever, it's going to be a forever.
Yeah.
Which I will never do.
40 Pops characters.
There's no, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. Then they've got the blue one after you've eaten the pellet. Then they've got Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, no Sue.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Pac-Man. I saw Jeremy Ramsey today playing Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the setup he built.
Oh, was he at the con?
Yeah. Same with Dennis. He was there, too.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So, it was nice seeing him.
Cool.
Missed my homies.
I know. Really, they can go to a con. Really wish they could come do the show.
Thought one of those, I think one of those, what they call the cocktail table Pac-Man's, yes. Yeah. I thought I saw one light being sold for like $2,500. Still a pretty penny on my own game, but it's still just collectible, I guess. Yeah.
My auntie has one of those. Has a Pac-Man cocktail table.
Still work in order. Oh, just needs help. Needs
the cocktail
needs work
tables
on.
Are neat.
Needs,
oh,
needs
yeah.
Work
no,
on.
Still works.
Still works good?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Still works.
Good.
Still works.
Still to keep it up, man.
Still works.
Good.
But yeah. So what? So anything else that you played?
Not just those two. Yeah, just still dealing with story mode, Monster Hunter World, and still getting matchup knowledge in Street Fighter V.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was interesting listening to the opening of our show right now, because last night, or was it the night before? One night this week, Crackdown is now backwards compatible on Xbox One.
I heard
One,
that. Yeah,
so I started playing it. And then, of course, I hear our opening music at the beginning of it, and I was like, "Oh, there it is!" I thought it was going to pull in my save from my from my 360 days.
No,
right.
It did not pull in my save from
my
360
days.
So
that means you had to collect all 500 of those orbs again.
I don't really. It's not like I'm actually going to do it this time, but it's yeah. It's not.
Yeah, you've already done it once. I mean,
exactly. I don't need to do it again. The achievement shows.
Yeah,
and that carries over. The achievement shows that I did it. So,
oh,
that's
so you can't
all,
re-achieve the achievement?
I don't think so, actually.
Hmm.
I don't know
I've never
if
heard of that before. I've never heard.
I don't know if achievements are backwards compatible or not.
See, I don't know if like you know, like say you beat them on the disc on
no,
the 360.
You're not no.
You don't get them again.
No. You're not going to double up. No.
Not unless you bought the game again or something like a different version.
Not even that. If you've got a save game, if your save shows that you've already accomplished that achievement, you will not get that achievement a second time.
So. Even if it doesn't pull in the character.
Yeah, yeah, no, because it's looking at your
achievement list.
Achievement, yeah, exactly, and it shows. So you're not going to get it a second time.
Huh.
The only way that would work is if you, well, the only way that okay, so
I wonder about like with that. What about for like the HD remasters? So like you have Burnout Paradise, right?
Right.
On the 360, and you have all the achievements. When it comes out for the Burnout Paradise remaster,
you will get new achievements
for
that. Yes,
for the same thing. All right.
I don't know that the achievements are the same as they were in the other one, but even if they're not, you're getting it for a that registers as a new game. That is a
as opposed to backwards compatible,
right?
Which
that is
the same game. Just you could
That's a new game.
Well, that's what I meant earlier. We could buy a different game of it again. Yeah.
So
because I'm thinking with Dragon's Crown, but I mentioned before we started broadcasting because Dragon Crown's I got on the. PS3, but I'm going to pick it up again with the pro version on PS4. So
you'll get new,
I'll get all new achievements.
You'll
on
get
that
new
one.
Achievements for that.
If they're the same or not, I don't know, but still.
I fired up Crackdown and I started playing it again, and I was having fun. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I really liked how as you progressed through the game, you got beefier and bigger and
I was enjoying
stronger,
it.
Then
I was
jumping
like,
more. You start feeling it like this is why I enjoyed it the first time.
I know. As I was playing, I was like,
so how many hours you put in there?
This is really good. I better. Well, I was
the homing rocket launcher and
I was playing that and I stopped after a while, and I probably put maybe an hour into it. Mm-hmm. I didn't really go far, but I got enough to where I was like, oh, I remember this. It's fun.
Did you play two?
I did play two,
and not as good.
Not as good. It worked, but it was not as good.
I wonder why. Like, just the feeling went there? Or?
Something was lost on it. Something was really lost on it, and I didn't like it. So, but one still holds up, and even in even backwards compatible, one still holds up. And then I played Burnout Paradise Remastered.
Okay.
Burnout Paradise Remastered.
When's the new Burnout Paradise coming out?
What?
The new Burnout Paradise. When's it coming out?
There is not a new one coming out. What do you mean?
The
remastered
version.
I just said that, and then I played Burnout Paradise.
Is it
remastered.
Out already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when did it come out?
Came out this past week.
Yeah.
See, this was
past Tuesday.
That's what I just
this past Tuesday,
okay,
I believe.
Yeah, that's why I thought you meant like you were just playing like
at least it was available on the PlayStation Store when I checked
really?
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$40.
Yeah.
Yeah, $40.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez, 40.
It's
out. Yeah. No, I had a gift card for and I bought this on the Xbox One.
Yeah, okay.
I bought it on the Xbox One. I had a gift card for Xbox One, a $25 gift card for Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
So I used that, and then I paid like $18 and got the game, so I was happy. Mm-hmm. I've got a $25 gift card for my PlayStation 2, and I might do the same thing.
See, that's the problem with work keeping me so busy. I totally missed that it's already out.
Yeah. Oh, God, I loved being back there again. And it was so nice.
When you hear the first chords of Paradise City going rare.
Which I hate it.
The
first thing
ID.
I did after I got into the game was go to the music selection and I turned
off
all that stuff off.
Can you, if you have the PlayStation camera, can you, like, get your photo in there and, like, has the ID?
I'm not playing on a PlayStation, but you can do that.
Yeah, but sweet.
I could probably do it on...
Like with the Kinect?
With the Kinect, yeah. I could probably do it with the Kinect on my Xbox One. Mm-hmm. So I bought it on the Xbox One. I played it. I am enjoying it. Yes, not all the cars are unlocked.
Oh, you still have to unlock some as you go?
You still have to. There's 75 cars in the game, and you still have to unlock those to play.
But, like, the special bonus cars and the motorcycles and the small cars.
All those are unlocked from the beginning, yes. Yeah. But the main progression line of cars
that
you get.
Do they have, like, go-karts?
No. The main line of cars that you get by progressing through the game, those are still locked. Mm-hmm. You don't get those unless
you play. Big Surf Island unlocked?
Yeah, totally. I just drove right into it. It didn't, you can just do that.
How did it look? Did you notice a difference?
I did notice a difference, because I have been playing the backwards compatible version. I haven't been playing it religiously or obsessively. I'll just pop it on and play some. And, yeah, I can tell there's a difference. Mm-hmm. It looks like somebody took a cheesecloth off of it.
Okay.
And then also kind of wiped it down to smooth everything over. Mm-hmm. And then so it's got a nice sheen to it.
Huh.
It's not... I'm not experiencing it in 4K because I don't have a 4K TV.
Yeah.
But it looks nice.
What's the frame rate?
60.
It's full 60. Okay.
It's full 60 on any of the platforms.
You know,
if you get it on PS4, PS4 Pro, Xbox One S, Xbox One X, it's 60 frames through and through.
Last generation's graphics weren't horrid. I mean, yeah, they're a little dated by now, but I mean, Burnout Paradise originally, it didn't look bad. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm wondering, like, how much better it could look. But I mean, I'm very.
Lethal Migraine asked me, how could I possibly not like the music in Paradise? Is one of the elite compilation soundtracks in gaming. I won't say that it's not. Going through
you've heard
there
it so much.
Well, going through there was like, oh, I remember this song, and I still turned it off. But I did leave in like Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. I left that in, and they've got a lot of they've got pretty much all the tracks that were in previous Burnout games, generic music that they had from their little from their whatever company that's not a licensed artist song. I kept those on, and they've got classical music that plays when you leave the car parked for a while. It does this camera pan over the city, very slow like, and just kind of just plays this classical music. And I left that on as well, just because I like that. But the reason that I don't do the soundtracks in my games is because since Burnout 3 or Revenge?
You listen to...
is it Revenge, maybe?
Maybe Revenge.
It was Revenge, because the 360 let you have custom soundtracks. Yeah. So ever since Burnout Revenge...
Was it Horner?
No, it was Zimmer.
No, Zimmerman, that's right.
Not Zimmerman, Zimmer.
Yeah, Zimmer. Zoidberg? I don't know, something.
Yeah. Ever since they let you do custom soundtracks with your games, I was playing this game with... custom soundtracks that I'd pulled from movies, and I would grab chase scores, scores that were done during chase movies. A lot of the stuff I pulled from, like, The Rock.
Black Hawk Down.
No, not Black Hawk Down. Pulled it from The Rock, Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2. Backdraft has a good one. Broken Arrow has another good one. Well, it's Pirates of the Caribbean has a lot of really good, like, boom, tense, just boisterous music that's just
get you going.
It really does. So that's where I sit with that. I've never been used to hearing the music that they provided. I've always made my own soundtrack, and that's how I've enjoyed it. So
who's the DJ in that?
It's whatever DJ Atomica.
Yeah, that's right, Atomica.
Which is fine. He's not annoying. Yeah. He just pops in and says, hey, you won this race. This car is now unlocked in the junkyard. Go play it. He's really not, it's not intrusive or anything like that. So,
you said a bunch of things I've heard in other titles. You said Soundgarden Rusty Cage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So I remember hearing that in Road Rash on the Saturn. Yeah. That was part of the soundtrack to that.
The original
DJ Atomica was from... SSX on PS3, so he's in Burnout as well. Okay,
it was an EA game.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Wait, what was I going to say? I wish that... All right, you know how the PlayStation Platinum headphones or whatever, you could get the custom game, I guess, mm-hmm. additional sounds?
Yeah.
I wish they'd do one for Burnout Paradise.
Okay.
Actually, I wish they would do more of those, because like every now and then I'll like pop it open and see what they have, and it's still like nothing. I think one of the last ones was Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I mean, like other than that, I'm just like, they don't do enough with those, you know, custom sound for your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like have a Burnout Paradise one with like, you know, presets and just additional things. Like, yeah, I want to hear like the roar of the engine and the tire screeching and the, you know, exhaust and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there usually something in there for like sound levels, like the music more than the car yeah. sounds, things like that? Something we can change in the options.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could, you know, set it more for like action movie or, you know, like those custom levels, like I guess TVs and sound mixers do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll have to look into Burnout Paradise because mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that game.
Hmm. I look into it.
But the thing is, like, if you don't get it on the PS4, then I'll just play by myself, I guess.
I mean, I might get it on the PS4, I don't know. But yeah. I got it there because...
Why did you decide on the 360 as opposed to the 4?
Well, I've done a lot of...
I mean, 360, but...
The Xbox One. Yeah. I was reading some boards about people who had owned it, and people were reporting some crashes on the PS4 version.
Oh.
They were running into crashes, and everybody said that the Xbox was just edging out the PS4. As far as looks.
All right.
And eventually, when I get a 4K TV, it'll be nice to have that. And again, I'm not putting it past myself getting this on the PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder how the comparisons of the PS4 Pro are to the Xbox One.
To the Xbox One X?
Well, and what do you have?
Yeah, the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro, the Xbox One X edges it out.
Okay.
Yeah. But Pro. The crashes part of this thing, people reporting crashes on their PS4. Like,
okay.
I hadn't read anybody reporting crashes on their Xbox One. Mm-hmm. But on the PS4, I had heard crashes, and I thought, yeah, you know, I'll go do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I picked it up there as well. And then Sea of Thieves comes out next week.
I have my eye on that one as well.
I know. I'll be doing crossplay with you guys, because I'll probably pick it up.
Are you going to get that?
I'll probably get it on the console.
Okay.
But there's crossplay.
All right.
So I can play with you guys on the PC.
It's a multiplayer game, right? Just straight mm-hmm. multiplayer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much join up with your friends, loot ships, get treasure, that sort of thing. I guess I really haven't played the beta,
yeah,
but it's a fun little multiplayer thing. So, and it's an Xbox One, it's a Microsoft exclusive. So
you either have to be PC or Xbox.
Has to be Windows 10.
Yep.
Or Xbox. Yeah.
Windows or Xbox.
Windows 10.
Oh, it has to be Windows 10. Okay.
It seems to be a Windows 10 title. So I can't. So I can't do that yet because I'm still on 7.
Oh.
Yeah,
I was looking at the thing here. It just says Windows and Xbox, but it says 10.
Does it? Maybe Windows is. You know what? Maybe it does work that way.
See, I know
it was one of those designed for 10 type things or whatever.
I know once at the end of the month on the 27th when Far Cry 5 comes out, I'm definitely going to be going into that one deep. Mm. And then I think the next big one that I'm waiting after that is going to be BattleTech. You know, Kevin and I are both waiting on BattleTech.
Okay,
and that's next month.
Mm-hmm. Is that a first-person mech thing? Or?
It's not a first-person. It's Mech Warrior is the first-person, you know, line.
Okay.
Of that, BattleTech's the isometric overview, you know, sort of like command your mech or your lance and then attack people. Whereas Mech Warrior, you're a single mech and a single, you know, pilot. Okay. You know, this is more like, all right, let me control my guys.
So this was posted 24 days ago, but somebody says. At the moment, to play Sea of Thieves on PC, you'll need two things. A Windows 10 and an access to the Windows Store. A, Windows 10 and access to the Windows Store. And B, most of the time, a newer update of Windows 10. Most games are locked behind an update number, which is a pain at times, but that's just the way it is. To put it simple, Sea of Thieves is only playable this time on Windows 10 through the Windows Store or on Xbox.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that confirms it, yeah. Windows 10.
That might be a pain in the butt.
You don't have Windows 10 either?
I do.
Oh, okay.
But just, you know, in general.
I thought you had Windows 10.
I do.
Yeah. So, well, get an Xbox One S.
Add that to the list.
They're relatively, I mean, I realize saying that something is cheap is
relative.
Subjective.
To each his own.
You know, yeah, exactly. What's cheap to me is not cheap to somebody else, or, you know, that sort of thing. So, but yeah, so, either way, don't be playing. I wonder if Sarah is going to be getting that.
I don't know. Hey, Sarah, are you going to get that?
Yeah, I know.
Boom.
Sea of Thieves. I know who she is. She's going to be calling us later.
Looting the booty.
To join in with the conversation about the Dungeons & Dragons that we're going to do. Okay, we have spent a lot of... Burnout Paradise. Didn't really get to talk too much about it, but...
We can talk more after the break.
We can a little bit, and then we'll get into news and stuff. But, okay, it's time to start listening for a theme for some kind of connection between all the music again.
Okay.
I've picked a topic, a thing, a common thread.
RJ and I don't have any knowledge.
You guys
of this.
Have no idea what these are.
Because even if you would have told us before, my brain forgets.
No, I didn't. I thought about this last night, actually. So
Sarah's considering it.
That's good. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more in-game chat. Here is your first song of the show. This is a song called Yeehaw. It's from a game called Sledstorm. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I normally don't like songs that have vocals, but for this particular game, I couldn't find anything that didn't have some kind of vocal in it. So I grabbed this one. Anything familiar at all on this?
I'm thinking like a... It sounds like something you hear in a, like a pool or poker game or some or a driving game or something like that.
It's called...
like Hustle Kings or
yeah, it's
something.
Called Bahamian B-Boy. Not Bahamian. Or maybe it's Bahamian.
Not Bohemian?
No, it's not Bohemian. It's maybe it's Bahamian. B-Boy. It's from the video game NBA Street.
It's
a theme
that's always there.
Yeah.
So first was...
Menu screen
like
or something
Howdy?
Like that.
Huh?
The first song, Howdy, was it?
The first...
Yeehaw.
It was called Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Oh, Yeehaw.
It was from... what did I say it was?
Yeehaw from something.
Some game that we don't play.
Get, so oh,
NBA
man.
NBA Street.
I'd have to look it up again to see what that was.
Bahamian B-Boy?
Yeah. You're trying to work it out, I know.
I am at a loss right now.
I know. This one might be one of the more difficult ones that I've done.
You will just hear more songs, it'll come to you. Maybe.
Yeah. Might be one of the more difficult ones I've done. Anyway, welcome back to...
Is it songs that we don't show. Play? I
it
mean,
is.
Games we don't
yeah,
play.
Yeah, really, it is.
That's the theme.
It's probably games that we have played at some point or another.
I have played NBA Street before.
Right, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I think I played that one, and I think they did a sequel.
There was NBA Street, then they had NFL Street. Tackling on concrete wasn't pleasant. it reminded me of Punk Shot. Mm. But that anybody remember that one? No, it was old arcade basketball title. No rules. You could just like backdrop someone trying to.
I saw an
go
arcade cabinet today of Pit Fighter.
I remember that.
I know. I haven't seen that since like the days of Diamond Gyms.
Do they have any pinball machines over there?
No.
Of course.
Why would they have pinball machines?
Shut up, Matt. I'll kick you off the show.
What I remember about Pit Fighter was there was a glitch in there where you could like Kato. You could do the special, the special move that did big damage or knocks somebody down. He had this move where it was like multiple hits, and they'd freeze them, and they get knocked down for big damage. Right. Well, you could just do the move for Kato, get it started, double tap the dash, cancel it, start it again, and then double tap dash and cancel it again, so you could keep him stuck there for the entire length of the match, or take him out in one shot.
That would be frustrating.
Oh, it was. It was one of those glitches that we exploited all the time.
They also had a PSVR demo set up.
I did see that. Somebody posted on Facebook some pictures, and they had
it was
PSVR.
Just the I guess VR World.
Oh, really?
Lobby?
Just the demo thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I figured. Probably wasn't anything. I mean, it would take forever for somebody to go through, you know, just get their time in with it to use it. But it's good that it's exposing people to VR who mm-hmm. probably couldn't.
I walked by and I heard people just talking about, like, just, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I can't,
right?
You know.
It's pretty cool.
It's one thing to, you know, like, see a video, but, like, to actually experience it is different.
Yeah. So, Burnout Paradise Remastered, yes. That bug has bitten me again and will probably do that. I'm up to my... I'm working on my B license right now.
Oh, okay.
I got my D license, and then just this morning before coming in, I did the 6 or so events I had to win there to get my C license. Now I got to do 15 events to get my B license.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like 26 events to get my A license. And then it's way up there to get my Burnout license.
I was about to ask you, what's the highest license you can get in this game?
The highest license you can get is the Criterion Elite license.
Wow.
Doing that, you need to do all events on the main map, like in Paradise City, not Big Surf, but in Paradise City.
Is there a certain like place you have to place to get in there, like a first through third on all events?
Oh no,
like
you
that?
Have to. Yeah, you have to win all events. Yes.
Oh, win all events to get the elite.
No,
license.
If you come in second in a race, you fail.
Okay.
There is no second place.
You're the first or you're last.
Yeah, there is no second place in this.
Okay.
If you come in second, you didn't complete the event.
Shake and bake, baby.
Yeah. Wow. So you have to do it again.
I didn't know that.
It's not that bad because from what everybody says, and I haven't been doing this, but from what everybody says, the legendary cars they put in there, which the legendary cars are the TV movie cars.
Mm-hmm. Like Knight Rider, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters.
Right.
And what was the other one?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, generally. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm using the Knight Rider car, has a lot of strength and speed, so I'm using that one to do Road Rage and Marked Man events.
Mm-hmm.
Road Rage are where you have a certain number of takedowns that you have to get within a certain amount of time, and because the car is strong, it's able to knock cars out of the way pretty easily
mm-hmm.
and get them. Marked Man is when you've got a race from one point to a finish line and not get taken out by...
Others.
Everybody who's trying to be. It's not a race. You're not trying to come in first. You're just mm-hmm. trying not to get taken
you're
out.
You're just trying to survive.
Yeah. Until you get to the finish line. And again, that car comes in handy because it has so much strength mm-hmm. to it.
It's harder for you to be taken out.
It's so hard for them to knock
you
out. So you're
driving a tank, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what everybody said. The legendary cars are very OP. They're very overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
And especially to have those at the beginning makes it a breeze. So I will probably jump over to it's called the Jansen 88. Which is the DeLorean version knockoff. And I'll probably use that one to do, like, races and stuff.
It actually does hover mode.
It does. The Knight Rider car that I have, its boost ability is based on the old Burnout 2 game, which is you fill your meter up and then you press the button to boost. And if you let go before it uses it all up, then you have to wait for it to build back up again. But if you keep holding it down and it goes all the way down, then it'll refresh itself and you'll get a burnout multiplier. So you'll get x2 and then x3 and x4. The problem is that you've got to keep going that fast without releasing the boost button.
Without crashing.
And without crashing and everything else. Yeah. So
well, that makes turns a little...
it can make turns a little tough.
Yeah.
It can make turns a little tough. But so they've all got different types of boost on them. And so that's the Knight Rider car. It's really fun because when you boost with a Knight Rider car, it does the whole... that's when it does its Knight Rider thing, which, you know, gets a little light going back and forth. And they added something, and I shouldn't know this, but I watched the hell out of that show. it was around season 4 or season 5.
You get that mode where it...
When
you
got the,
up,
Super like, Pursuit Mode is what it was.
Pursuit Mode, yeah.
Yep, it was Super Pursuit Mode. And, like, the car did this thing where... It was
like half a Transformer.
I know. The spoiler raised up on it and all this other stuff came out and did all these things. It apparently went very fast. And that's kind of what they're using for that car whenever you do the boost stuff. But I did find out that through you can do this on the PlayStation and you can do it on Xbox. You can play a Spotify playlist while you're playing your game. So that is going to be my custom soundtrack.
Okay.
While I'm playing the game. So I'll just go into Spotify and I'll grab all those songs that I used to do, and that's how I'll do it. So
I always liked in Paradise City going actually up in the northern end with the woods and everything, getting away from the city itself.
I don't like that and too much because it's just so many curves.
It is. And but I just think it was kind of neat just to like seeing like you got city, but you also have like, you know, north.
No, it was nice to have. It's just that that's a good spot to do stunt runs. Because there's a lot of places you can get some really good jumps, and there's the quarry over there where you can get a lot of little flat spins and 360 jumps and all sorts of different stuff at the quarry. And then over at, I think, the airfield is over there somewhere. There's the dam, the big where the water and stuff is, and there's a lot of jumps over there as well, so there's some good places for stunt running. For races, I don't like it so much because I don't know the roads up there very well. And I'm not really worried about Marked Man or Road Rage. I'll play that wherever because there's no defined. I mean, with Marked Man, there is, but there's no time limit on that. And you're not racing. It's just go from here to here. And that's not a problem to do when you're not racing somebody else. But when you are racing, you need to know the roads. And I never liked being up in the north.
So you don't, know where the shortcuts are?
Yeah, but shortcuts are risky, man. Shortcuts are always risky. So I usually, whenever I would do a race, I would never use a shortcut just because it was too risky. If you get pushed back, this was playing it with the cars that they gave me. I haven't tried it with the overpowered legendary cars to see if that makes a difference at all. From what I read, though, when you're using those cars, you never have to worry about coming in last.
Did the Ghostbuster car have any special things? I don't remember ever using that one.
It had the lights and stuff. It was it was the ambulance, and so it made the noise.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, that's all it really did.
Meh.
No, nothing special. It just looked prettier.
The General Lee car didn't do anything but play the horn whenever you did the jump. Yeah. The Knight Rider car does what it does, and then the DeLorean car does the hover mode and does the flames whenever you boost. Does the flames out the back. So, all right. So, let's see. God, we've only got
Blarga Blarga.
We just never get anywhere. I talk way too much. Let's talk to Chris.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, man, how's it going?
So nobody wore green today?
No, we did. Yeah. Oh, are you watching you're not watching Twitch, are you?
No.
Okay, yeah, no. We wore green. RJ did not.
He wears his green on the inside.
So what's been going on, y'all?
Nothing, man. What's been going on with you?
Not too much. I'm waiting for Far Cry 5 to come out. Are you going to get it on the PlayStation?
PC.
PC, okay.
Already have it pre-ordered.
Yeah, I'm probably going to eventually get it on the PlayStation down the road sometime, too.
Saw a deal on Green Man Gaming, had it cheaper than normal, so.
I only wanted the Mondo Steelbook, and that thing sold out, so it didn't look like I'm getting the game. Unless I see that on sale somewhere. And I mean, I could eBay it, but I just ain't up for paying that kind of price.
Yeah. Once you see them on eBay, they won't. Yeah, that's ridiculous once they get on.
It'll go down, you know, and I think it'll be something that's available. I caught up with the Mondo on their regular Steelbook releases whenever I was way behind on that one. And there were plenty that were on sale on eBay. And I say on sale, they weren't sale at a reduced price or anything. But, you know, they were a little bit more than what you would normally pay for a Steelbook. But, you know, they caught me up. But this one right now is sitting at like $150 if you want it. And that's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm especially not doing that for a Far Cry game. So I'll hold off and it'll come down.
Yeah, I agree. That's a little too expensive.
It is. It's a lot. Let me check it out and see. A lot of them are overseas as well. I didn't see very many listings that were here in the States. Far Cry Mondo. Just doing a real. This is exciting radio, everyone. He's looking up eBay prices. It's just fantastic. Whoa, buddy.
How much?
$175.
That went up.
Pennies?
Well, that's for this one. This guy's in Poland at $175 for the PS4 edition. $130. Oh, and you don't get the game. You just get
the steelbook.
Yeah, they're just selling you the steelbook here.
What a bargain.
There's another one that's $250.
Oh my gosh, I'll buy three.
There's one that's $145, $175. PC version, $130-something bucks.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. This is Nazi. This is Nazi. This is not, I'm not doing that.
What was that game a while back it was the first time we saw it? It was where they sold a collector's edition of some game and the game didn't come with it. What was one that did that?
It wasn't Wolfenstein. It was,
something that came with like a refrigerator or something. One of the things.
Wasn't Fallout, was it?
No.
No, I think it was. I want to say it was a military type game.
Might have been Call of Duty. Call of Duty did come with a refrigerator, but I'm sure it came with the game too. But I know what you're talking about. There have been some games where they sell you the collector's edition. It's like there's no game
included. As an upsale.
Yeah, there's no game included in this. You're just getting all this.
It was like the first time we saw something like that, and was like,
you're just getting all the tchotchkes.
Yeah. And after something, I'm guessing it caught on because someone else is trying that.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. Soon.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Always good hearing from
you. Take care, now.
If you want to get in, you can call us at 334-272-9228 is the number.
Yeah.
Only got about 5 minutes here before we get to the top of the hour. What did I have on my news? Fortnite is getting crossplay, which Fortnite has become this big thing that I still haven't played.
I have no interest.
Just like
PUBG?
Yeah. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. I never caught into that. And then Fortnite, I love the fact that Fortnite is giving it competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, again,
competition is good. It pushes you to make your game better.
What is it? Something raises all boats. High tide raises all boats, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And so, I mean, when the pressure comes in, it's going to say that, you know, PlayerUnknown, okay, improve yourself.
Yeah, and they're doing a mobile version.
Fortnite
too.
Needs to improve yourself.
But I thought Fortnite was the, tower defense type thing, and it just turned into people are playing it just like PUBG instead of the tower defense thing.
It's a combination of PUBG and tower defense / Minecraft.
Yeah, but from what I'm seeing all over Twitch or whatever, people are just doing it for the competitive team deathmatch. Sure. Deathmatch, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't Drake play it? Hmm? There's like a big thing with like Drake the rapper. He was playing it. That was a big Twitch event. Lots of people tuned in.
They're doing I've got that in my news here, that they're doing a celebrity thing. Where is that?
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Street Fighter does that with WWE performers all the time.
Xbox Shadow. Crew. There we go. 50 celebrities will face 50 pro gamers in a Fortnite tournament at E3. Epic Games announced it's throwing a big party at E3, hosting 50 celebrities and 50 pro Fortnite Battle Royale players for the first ever Fortnite Celebrity Pro-Am. There's no word yet exactly who will be participating. So, known celebrity Fortnite players include Chance the Rapper, Drake, Travis Scott, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, jeez.
The Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah.
Like the whole team?
Yeah.
Or certain more, yeah.
Yep. So, interesting. Yeah, but no, they're doing cross play with Fortnite's getting cross play and cross progression between Xbox One, PC, Mac, iOS, and Android. Notice I left out PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you left out PS4.
Well, that's because Sony is not wanting to do that.
They don't want to play it.
Sony is the one. Yeah. In the past few days, we've learned a lot about Fortnite's Battle Royale's upcoming crossplay support. The PS4 edition will support crossplay with PC and the newly announced mobile edition. But the Xbox One version will let you play with people on PC and mobile. However, there's no crossplay support between PS4 and Xbox One.
Of course not.
But all the same, people really want to see it happen. Xbox boss Phil Spencer and developer Epic Games have said that they would like to see crossplay added between the two competing home consoles. This played out over Twitter this weekend. Someone asked Spencer if there would be crossplay, saying they'd really like to see that feature added. He said, me too, and then Epic jumped in and voiced its own support and said, yeah, so would we. The ability for PS4 and Xbox One owners to play online together in games like Rocket League is more than possible, but Sony has not given its consent to allow it to happen. If you'll remember last year, whenever Fortnite came out, there was crossplay between the two consoles. Somebody had left that switch on or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Briefly, but, and then like, whoops.
Yeah, they turned it off.
They turned it off, yeah.
And said it was an error. But yeah, apparently Sony is the one who is kind of like holding back on this, and I really wish they wouldn't.
Yeah, showed everybody, yeah, it is possible, you just don't want to do it, so yeah.
Yeah. Battlefield 1's Collector's Edition is exactly what is what Lethal Migraine said came with all that.
And that's right.
Did not come with a game.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff, no game. So... All right, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back, we will have more for you. With we got other news. There's some great news that I wanted to talk about that just came out. I think I woke up to this news this morning, and it's just news that's going to appeal to me, but I love it to death. But yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. And you know, if you want to get your calls in, give us a call 334-272-9228. We'll have Joshua in here with us. Not in the next segment, but the one after that, to talk more about the D&D episode that we've got planned for March the 31st. Going into this one, here's music for you. It's your third track of the night. Now, we did NBA Street a minute ago. Well, guess what? We're going to do NFL Street now. So we'll be back with more. This is called Executioner's Music, track two. They didn't really have much going for it as far as track listings back then. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott along with RJ and Matt. RJ has an idea about what the running theme is. So the first track was from Sledstorm called Yeehaw. The second track was from NBA Street called Bohemian B-Boy. The third track was NFL Street, and that didn't really have a track name to it. This track, see, RJ thinks he knows, so this will either... probably confirm his suspicions.
It'll either confirm or shatter it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have any idea what this track is? Actually, they just said what it is. It's Where My Dog's At. It's from Def Jam Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
But it's from the instrumental version. So,
okay.
Does that solidify your theory?
Not quite solidify, but it doesn't exactly break it either.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we're... We'll see. We'll see what happens. I think the next track will, the one that we're going to play going into a break on here, I think that'll do it for you.
I think it's all games I have not played.
Well, hopefully this next one that we'll play going into a break that you've played, and if you haven't played it...
It's on me?
That's really bad. What? Not bad that you haven't, but I just hate you haven't got to experience...
Well, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you when we get to it.
Tell me now!
No, stop being demanding.
It'll be like, what, Veruca Salt?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Joshua's here. He's going to be downstairs waiting for us to go to a break. Just because we didn't have so much time with him last time, I think we'll go to a break early this time so that we can give him more time to talk about D&D and go through all of that. So, this morning I woke up to this news, and most of you may or may not care. I don't know, but I'm going to... What did I just do?
We have no idea.
I copied the link right into... that was weird. Okay, so I woke up this morning... And
got myself a beer.
Cyan has been teasing this thing for what may be coming next. They teased on their Twitter. They just had a missed linking book with a post-it note on it and 25 written there. Well, we all know it's the
25th anniversary.
I say we all know. Those of us who are fans of the game know that it's the 25th anniversary of Myst. This marks the 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see that they're commemorating that, but we all thought it might be a tease as to, like, are they doing something? Well, they revealed today that they are. The developer says that while acquiring rights isn't always feasible, especially for an indie studio, which they are at this point, they have managed to finally talk to all the right people and departments and put some funding together to try and make it happen. With agreements in place, they're happy to announce that they'll be releasing updated for Windows 10 versions of all the Myst games later on this year.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, was Myst 3D the first one where it went, like, just static shot to static shot, but you could actually, like, free move? Was that Myst 3D?
I don't think that was Myst 3D.
Oh. Wasn't there, like, a remake of the original Myst where it was that way? Instead
it's
of just
called
like,
Real Myst.
Oh, Real Myst. That's what I was thinking, Real Myst.
Yeah, Real Myst. Real Myst, which is the one where you basically were first person in the game. You know, you could walk around. It wasn't static screenshot type stuff.
You click over here and then it goes to the next.
Right.
See, that's the one I want to play.
Yeah.
The Real Myst.
I don't think that I don't know what what's all included in this. Because they haven't revealed any of that. The 25th anniversary plans also include a limited time Myst collection and a unique package with a cool artifact.
Now are they going to do a steelbook?
There will probably be more adventures in the Myst universe they revealed as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's not all dead.
Which is your favorite?
Of the Myst series?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, is it like the original Myst for nostalgia and that's what introduced it to you? Was it Uru because, you know, the weird name?
Was fun in the fact that you weren't playing... You had an avatar of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So... You are going through the game as you, rather than as... And you've always gone through the game as you, but it's always been in this very...
Disembodied.
Yeah, you just felt very, like, for you know, first-person type thing. Mm-hmm. You click on something to move a lever, and the lever just moves. You don't actually see hands reach out, grab the lever, and move it. Whereas when you were playing it in Uru, there was a body. There was a person there. You played in third-person perspective, and you created that avatar. And so that was kind of neat. I have not finished Myst 5, End of Ages, so I can't tell you if that one is the better one or whatever. It's a tough call between Exile and Riven.
Okay.
Exile was fantastic. I loved what they did with that. And just because it was something I didn't think we'd be getting, and I didn't know where they were going to take it after Riven, but we got one, and that was great. Revelations was not bad. I liked the ending of Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
When it gives you this choice again between the two brothers. It went back to the two brothers that were the whole cause of the original Myst, where they hated each other.
Is Riven the one with the ball on the cover?
It's a home, yeah. But I know what
but
you're talking
like,
about.
Yeah, the big
it's
weird,
a dome, yeah.
Yeah, dome ball, whatever
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. But yes, that's the one with the ball on the cover. That's Riven.
But you know what I was talking
about. I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Trust me, if I wasn't a fan, I'd be like, yeah, is that one with that big, big moldy mushroom was on the thing? Yeah, exactly. That's what that is. Riven was great, but that was like five discs that I could play through up until about my fourth disc, and then I couldn't go any further. for whatever reason, because my computer couldn't handle it at the time. So anyway, that was nice news to wake up for, or to wake up to this morning. What else do we have? Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire has been delayed. There was, for a brief moment, there was a listing for Splinter Cell 2018 on Amazon.
I heard about that.
That was removed, which is fine. I get that. I'm not, at this point, I'm not having my hopes up about getting another Splinter Cell game anytime soon. Let's see. Oh, there was a ton of leaks this week for the next Tomb Raider game. But Shadow of the Tomb Raider is coming out this fall.
Yes, I am excited about that.
Apparently the finale of the Origin trilogy that they've been doing, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and now Shadow of the Tomb Raider. And it'll be released September 14th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So there is no console exclusivity this time like it was for Rise. They did a little teaser trailer this past week, and a full reveal will happen on April the 27th. I don't know why that date in particular, but April the 27th we'll get a full reveal of the game.
Sure.
So
April 27th?
Yeah. What?
That's the day that Infinity War comes out.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That is. Yeah. Interesting that they're going to try and release that while everybody's talking about Infinity War.
Yeah.
Cuz that's not going to go over well.
I don't think people would be talking about much other than...
Exactly, you know. Crew 2 got a release date. It hadn't had one for a very long time, but now it does. It is releasing June 29th.
Oh, yeah, that's the EA car game, right? No, Ubi car game.
Yes, yeah, Ubisoft. So,
yeah, sure.
Microtransactions are coming back to Star Wars Battlefield...
I thought they were going away from two. Battlefront.
Nope, they're putting microtransactions back into the game. It says that they will be cosmetic only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. EA outlined the new progression system.
The star
system.
Cards and the yeah. Yeah.
The biggest change is straightforward. Players will no longer be able to spend real money on items that impact how the game is played. You won't be able to buy loot crates or ability boosting star cards anymore. Instead, you'll earn experience points and skill points for your heroes.
The damage is already done.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know? The damage is already done. The people who wanted that, you know, could have done it, and yeah, whatever. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I completely agree with
this
you.
This is like this is like with, literally the definition of too little, too late.
It's like what's going on with Metal Gear Survive. The mess that came out with that. The way they're
Konami's really screwed that over.
Yeah, yeah, that was bad. You know, that was bad. I don't even want to know what's going on with Metal
Gear Survive. You can just look up Metal Gear Survive and see all the little things they put in there that Konami missed or messed up on, and see why that game is not doing
Konami
too
used,
well.
In my opinion, Konami used to be like golden back in the day, right? They did them and Capcom both, right? They did fantastic games. They did, but I don't know what happened.
Especially their music line.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but you know, when's the last real good, like Castlevania? Let's just not do anything with that.
Yeah.
Mega Man, let's not do anything with that. I mean, like, you have these IPs, and
yeah,
you just...
the reason why Mighty Number 9 exists because...
they
let him...
Yeah, the creator of Mega Man. Uh-huh.
Kei Inafune?
Infinite, yeah.
Yeah, and they let him go, or whatever, yeah.
Or, you know, the whole thing with Capcom and Hideo Kojima, which, I mean, Konami. I have a... Yeah, Konami. I've, you know, love
Is that
hate.
The point where it started going downhill, when they let him go?
Maybe
I started looking at Konami more when they let him go, but so I don't know.
I think maybe a little bit more with Silent Hill. You know,
yeah,
when they canceled that,
yeah,
and
that
was like the start of, you know.
That's the point where it started going downhill for him. You think
maybe? I mean, but
maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They used to do good things, and they made games that I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
but.
You mentioned Capcom. I was thinking of some titles they just haven't done anything with, like Darkstalkers lately. I mean,
when's the last Darkstalkers game?
Darkstalkers Resurrection, I think, was on PS3. They put that out a while back. I picked that up.
But, I think so.
Yeah, but I don't think they did anything with it since then. There's a lot of titles like that where it's like locked up in limbo, where the companies just won't do anything with it. They got it, but won't do anything with it.
The other thing that we had from South by Southwest, of all places, there was a Sonic, a panel,
mm-hmm.
thing that was going on for Sonic the Hedgehog, and they teased a new Sonic racing game.
New Sonic R?
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that teaser, but
I didn't see the teaser, but I'm wondering if they're going to have that epic soundtrack that came with that game.
And they also announced Sonic Mania Plus.
Okay.
The physical release is $30, and it's an expanded version of Sonic Mania. It comes to PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC this summer. It features Mighty the Armadillo and Ray the Flying Squirrel as playable characters, a new encore mode that'll give existing players another reason to go through Sonic Mania again, an expanded four-player competition mode, and a 32-page art book.
That's nice.
And the new content will also find its way to digital owners via an update.
Hmm. I was wondering if any of the other Chaotix would show up in there.
No, just those two.
Just those two, okay.
Yep. So.
Oh, well.
All right, so we're going to take a break early here and come back with Joshua to talk more about D&D that is coming up in this next segment. We've got your next song here. Like I said, this is from a game that I have enjoyed, RJ has enjoyed, and if you never played it, Matt, you should try and find it so that you can play it. It was a lot of fun at the time. I don't know if it still is.
Mm-hmm.
And this may close the theme.
Right.
This may close your suspicions and be like, oh, I was right, but maybe not. Here we go. This is from SSX Tricky.
Oh, yes, I have played
that. You have played that?
Yes.
That was fantastic. This is called Song for Dot. We'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back to In-Game Chat for St. Patrick's Day. I'm Scott, along with RJ, Matt, and now we got Joshua in here. This is music, by the way, from Freakstyle. The track is called Freakstyle. The game is called Freakstyle.
The album was Freakstyle. The artist was Freakstyle.
Probably as well. So, anyway, welcome back to the show.
I still am... I don't know.
What?
The theme. I don't know.
He didn't tell you while you... I thought maybe he would have.
No.
RJ got it, by the way. Yeah. He knows exactly what the...
games that... I don't know.
Not quite.
What the theme is, so...
Freakstyle? Yeehaw? I don't know.
Freakstyle was what? BMX?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Like BMX bike.
Right? Games with big head mode. I don't know.
No, we didn't do NBA Jam.
Mm.
Which I think you may have, you know, given me an idea for what I'll do for the next one. Mm-hmm. So. Mm. Hey, hold on. Let me turn your mic on, Joshua.
Yeah, thanks.
What? Oh, Sarah. Yeah. Let me get her on, too. Mm-hmm. Your headphones in good.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can hear Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Much better. I have slept a lot for the last 2 days and taken just all the meds.
We got a report from her that she was bronchitis. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay. There. Answer that question.
Yep.
Yeah, bronchitis.
Had to get doped up for the weekend, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I've got our game master in here now, which I was told it might be a better term to use.
Yeah,
Dungeon Master or DM. I thought Game Master apparently may come across a little bit better. For those who are not aware of what that is, to cover again what we already covered, you're the guy that's basically going to be leading this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be telling the story. You're the one that's going to have to keep the audience engaged.
Yeah.
good luck. I've still got our character sheets here, and so I know how to come up with basically who I am, but I need to fill in like stats and stuff. Are we gonna roll for stats?
We'd roll for stats just for fun. If you'd prefer using the point buy system, once we get into it, the big difference is one of them is kind of tailored however you want. however you want, and the other one's sort of left up to chance.
Yeah.
But I figured since we were here, we'd go ahead and do some dice rolls just so we can see how it sounds over radio, that kind
of
stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. What I have here for everyone listening, I have two dice towers, one for RG, one for Matt. And they're going to roll six times. And my preferred rolling method, there are others, but my preferred rolling method is to take four six-sided dice, roll them, and you remove the lowest number. And this kind of curbs some of the extreme scores that you can get from, say, rolling three D6s, which when I say a D6, I'm referring to a six-sided die.
Right.
When I say a D20, I'm referring to a 20-sided die.
Okay.
and I brought the D20s, the 20-sided die, just for fun. This will be your friend and your worst enemy when you're playing the game, just so you know.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, since you wanted to talk character creation, is now that you know who you are, we're going to talk about how you grew up. So, and that's sort of the thematic way of saying we're going to roll for stats and see what comes up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to go into backstory? That doesn't seem all that important for what we're doing. Since we're kind of doing just a basic, simple type thing, I don't know that, well, my guy was born in this, you know, other than just to say that my personality is such and such.
Yeah.
Rather than to go in the backstory of why that personality exists, I guess, and I could be wrong about this whole thing.
Well, the nice thing about Dungeons & Dragons is it is as involved or uninvolved as you want it to be. Now, at our tables, we love to be really, really involved. I have people with pages of backstory. I have people who have created entire segments for the campaign. We're actually running through one of them right now, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to come up with a
typically
basic story,
typically games like this take how long to play?
Per session or in total?
A per session, we'll say.
A session can be anywhere from 1 hour. Actually, it could be 30 minutes if you need it to be.
Okay.
It could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 6, 7, 8 hours. I mean, it goes as long as you
when
want
When you typically
to.
Play, how long do you play for?
We try to start around 6:30 and we end about 11 p.m.
Right. And this is something we're trying to cram into 2 hours.
Right.
That we've never played before.
Mm-hmm. So right. What I've done is I've taken out a lot of the – I don't want to say open-endedness. That's the wrong way to go about it. But I've taken out a lot of the content that usually stalls for time. For instance, your group will be transitioning by me saying you're moving from, say, point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be an in-between where I do things like roll to see if you get attacked and then we've got to stop everything and survive. Mm. It'll be very simple. You wake up, you have a task that you're given, and then you will commit to that task, and there's not going to be a whole lot of deviance because you guys want to get through the whole thing in a short amount of time. With my normal tables, I have things like, oh, if they want to stop what they're doing and, say, go shopping in a market,
mm-hmm.
I have the market ready to go. It's all written down. Everything's ready to go so that they can say, all right, well, I need to go shopping before we go into the creepy dungeon of doom.
Okay.
But it really is however y'all want to go about it today. I'm mostly here just kind of help with the – you said you want to do character creation today.
Well, just to get further than we did last week, which felt like it took no time at all. We just barely scratched any sort of surface on anything.
Yeah.
It was just so quick last week. So why don't we start with let's start with Matt since he knows what he's doing.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing to say.
Well,
I'll scoot over here. Since
first off, I'd
move the camera.
Yeah, better to start with you because you've already got that over there. The camera's over there. You've already picked out like your. I see you've already got stuff written in. So
a little bit.
Yeah.
So I see you want to play a bard.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing the song. There's a theme song that bards have now. Recently,
I think you need to sing it.
Not right now.
I really don't.
We don't have time. So now that you have a basic idea, do you know if your character is like a... Actually, give me like in two sentences what your character is.
My character?
Mm-hmm.
In two sentences. A troubadour, wandering troubadour who is just looking for adventure.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Well, no, that's perfect.
On the spot, I'm like, oh.
No, that's fantastic. That is an amazing first step towards getting a character built. You want to be someone who was wandering, and then they came into this situation, and now they're stuck here with everyone else. So do you know what you want to do? As far as a quick backstory?
Medic.
Okay.
A medic basically wants to get on the field and see if he can prevent the injuries that he's dealing with back in the village.
Okay,
I guess,
so
like that.
Because we're starting off in a guild, which is basically a do I need to explain what a guild is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's basically a group of adventurers, or it could be like a merchant's guild, and it's an organization of.
We're
people.
In a gang.
You're in a league. You're essentially in a legal organization. Yes. Yeah. Now,
a legal organization.
Yes, legal one.
Yes.
Now, I mean, if we wanted to say, "Hey, we want to be part of the Thieves Guild," I
no,
could
no, no,
run
we're
that.
Fine. No, we're that. Fine. Let's start everything on the up and up, and all you know, whatever.
Let's do like every party ever. Let's start as honest as can be, and end it by probably being the most wanted people in the kingdom. That tends to happen sometimes. So anyway, what we're going to do is we have someone who was could have earned their healing abilities or learned how to be a medic from either the military and or the local clergy who are healers.
We have about 20 minutes left, by the way.
Yeah. So what I'm going to have you guys do, I want you to do six times. Roll these 4 6-sided dice and record the numbers. Remember to remove the lowest number.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that. And while they're doing that, I'll go ahead and
how many times?
Six times.
Six.
And then you remove the lowest number. So get rid of one of those
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah and me will just stay on this side and just let them do their thing.
I trust y'all. I wanted to make sure you also got a recording of how these dice towers are going to sound.
Oh no, that's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah. But while they're rolling, just to kind of explain, do you know what you're wanting to do?
I have written down human, and then I wrote down fighter based on these done sheets because I just thought, you know, we'll just start there with that.
Yeah.
I don't know about my background other than being, I mean, I really haven't come up with any kind of background.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't really come up with any kind of thing for my background. I don't know what to... I don't know what to say for my background or my alignment or anything like that. What else? What do you need to know?
Well, I mean, we'll get to the rolling stats once they're done. But I just kind of want to know, you know, you're in this guild. You're in this city. How did you get to the city? What did your character do growing up? What did they do to make money until they got into this situation?
I'm going
to
say that I've lived in that city. That's my hometown.
So you're a local. You probably grew up and you saw heroes of the guild and you felt inspired
local
to join.
Local yokel, yeah. Exactly.
And now you're kind of in this situation, which will I kind of want to save that for the 31st, but
that's fine.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe the weekend before.
Yeah.
We kind of give the whole here's a little tease of the story and everything.
Okay, so you guys have added them all up.
I have. All right. Gay math.
All right. Yep. D&D
is still rolling.
Yeah. And that is actually one nice thing. D&D is great, like, for because you can make a child-friendly version of it. If you want to teach kids math, it's a great resource to do so, as well as teaching them to read, leadership skills. It's, to me, it was one of the things that gave me the ability to speak as well as I do now.
Okay.
I had horrible public speaking problems before I started being a game master.
You're on the radio, so it's... Well,
talk about an upgrade.
you're talking to it's weird. It's one of those things that people all the time whenever I talk to them outside of this, I'm like, I'm really shy. Oh, how can you be? You're on the radio. Well, no, when I'm on the radio, I'm talking
to two other people in the room.
Yeah, there's two other people in the room, and I know them. They're either my coworkers or my friends, so I'm talking to them.
Yeah, so I don't think about people actually hearing me when I talk. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm getting feedback here that the dice in the tower is a little on the loud side.
Okay, so we may have to move them away from the mics.
Just kind of keep them away from mics, yeah, while we're doing that.
Or if you need to do a sound test, I'll roll them on the table.
It's one of those things where you can hear it because these mics pick up a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it doesn't need to be that close to the mic.
I've also got dice trays with stealth bottoms. If we need to swap out for that.
They'll think about some a pad or something to go to the bottom or something like that.
I could absolutely put a piece of felt in here. I don't think it would help because the noise is coming from
rattling
the tower
down.
Yeah. But anyway,
might be a little quieter.
To go towards the stats, we have, because the minimum you can roll is a 3 and the maximum you can roll is an 18, the scores are ranked from 1 to 20. And so by having kind of a difference, having the dice come in between 3 and 18, it makes sure you don't get a super low number or max out your character at.
And I see that we rolled 6 times, and yet there's also 6 attributes from strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is that foreshadowing?
Yes, because what you're going to do is you're going to take these totals that you have, and you're going to.
So something like strength would be how strong you are, how much stuff you could carry, how much punch you pack.
Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do is you're actually going to assign them on this piece of paper.
Okay.
And we'll get to that in a moment. So you're going to take those statistics or those stats, and you're going to assign each number a stat, and you'll do the same too, bearing in mind what you want to do. Because you're playing a bard, your primary score, so your highest one, needs to be charisma.
Yeah, that's
because that's how well you perform. That's about the only thing I needed to make sure you knew.
Oh yeah.
You said you're playing a fighter?
No.
He is fine.
He's like doing the medic.
Basically a medic, basically the support guy. Medic keeps everybody healed up.
So the best thing you want to do is
wisdom?
I'm actually wisdom. Wisdom's going to be a primary stat for that.
Wisdom, okay.
Because the number one healer, people are going to get upset at me saying this, but the number one healer is the cleric. There are plenty of other healers in the game that can do as well, but if you want to focus on healing, you'll be playing a cleric. Don't worry about the spells. It's literally you just say you want to use it, and you use it. We'll get into the complication of the other things off camera.
Because I'm basing this off of like my character in Dark Souls. You say a cleric, and that's the class I picked first, and I had a bunch of... spells in that, so something like that.
Do like a super quick short rundown of what they are.
Yeah,
like I said, strength is how much you can carry, how strong you are.
Yeah, your dexterity is your ability to dodge. It is also how accurate you are with ranged weaponry.
The five D's of dodgeball.
Yeah, it also affects your acrobatics. Mm-hmm. How dexterous you are is really the best way to put it. Constitution is your hardiness, your physical ability to withstand damage, also the ability to power through bad things that happen to you. Someone with a high constitution usually isn't easily poisoned.
That's what I was going to say, poisoning.
Intelligence is how smart you are.
That's easy.
It's your GPA. That's the best way to – no, it's not. Wisdom is your mental willpower, mm-hmm. is the best way to put it. It is how wise you are as a character and how well you're able to mentally fortify yourself. And charisma is how good of a talker you are.
It's your personality and just like –
yeah. Well, I mean, even someone with a likable personality could have low charisma.
Yeah, but you know, that's
it's like in Fallout.
Yeah.
How well you can convince someone to do this or get them to do something.
Yeah. If you have at all played Fallout in any way, shape, or form,
the special traits
are almost exactly the same. The only difference is the perception one is in wisdom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Fallout was based off the GURPS system.
It might have been.
I was saying that rhetorically. I know it was based
on
character.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Can somebody roll for me or get my
numbers
and stuff?
I can move the tower over to you if you want.
That's fine. I just want to keep the conversation going while I do this stuff.
Matt does three and I do three.
That's fine. You guys can do that.
All right. Do you have a sheet of paper? Or?
Just keep them away from the microphone this time.
Yeah. I was going to pick up and move the microphone, so I'm going to try to avoid making – yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. There you go.
Okay. We're good. All right.
I think it's still going to come across loud while you're doing it, but
– I mean, we could try rolling.
There you go.
Yeah, roll on the floor. That works.
Yeah. Do it on the floor. That'll help.
After that, now that you basically know the class, you've got your statistics down, the next thing to do is to choose your player's race. And the faster you pull it, the less noise it makes on the paper. On the paper. Hush.
Do three, he does three, find out my stats, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't mind you guys doing that.
So once you've got your stats, you're then going to pick your race. And human is generally the go-to if you want
human
stat boost.
Yeah, I went human on that.
There's two kinds of humans. There's the regular human where you get a bonus to all of your stats. Mm-hmm. So you get a one-point boost to all of your scores. And then there's one called the variant human where you get two one-point bonuses, and then you pick something called a feat, which is kind of like
– A feat?
Yes, it's kind of like perks. It's kind of like a perk from Fallout where it's things like good example, crossbow expert. If you usually when you have a crossbow, you got 18?
Yeah, I got 18 for you. Boom.
Oh,
nice.
All right,
nice. I probably should have watched that, but nice. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So crossbow expert allows you to ignore the requirement where you have to load a piece of ammunition into a crossbow. So it allows you to make multiple attacks per turn with a crossbow, which is a very powerful weapon in the game.
Okay.
Do I get like strumming expert?
There is a performance-based feat, I believe. There's
10 minutes left.
It's good. There's quite a few that are – well, we're pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that in the background.
I need to get my I need my numbers.
All right. That'll take us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to write them down on a separate sheet of paper.
Right. I'm going to take this sheet, and then I'm going to take his sheet, and then I'm going to which one are mine? Over here.
And with their powers combined, you have.
So once the twin powers activate,
I'm taking these added up numbers, is what you're saying.
Yes, the added up numbers.
Let's see, 12.
And you're going to assign them. Basically, you're going to write which stat they're going to go to on the side, because when you pick your race,
man,
you're going to get bonuses.
God, I want his character.
I got a 9, 14, 18, 12, 15, 14.
I know.
Mine are not that good.
We're going to have to talk about you picking variant human just because I want you to experience the feats.
You remember when I played Destiny and I'd always get the gold popping up every time we played, and I was just like, I got an exotic.
Why can't I roll the 18 for me? I know. Yeah. Hey, good on you. No, this is good to have a strong fighter.
So do I randomly – do I just assign whatever
just
I want?
You just assign them based on what you want. You're playing a fighter, so
– strength would be one.
Yeah, and we can deal – actually, it could be strength or dexterity, and I'll get into that. I could probably get into that after the show. Mm-hmm. But you'll pick your race, which gives you some bonuses, and then you'll pick your background, which could be, it's just basically what you did to earn a living before you started adventuring. That's really what the background is for. And that'll give you a couple of skills. It'll tell you what bonuses you get. Once you've got that set, the class sheet in the book tells you, here's what you get at level 1, here's what you get at level 2, all the way up to 20. There are a few decisions you make, but the book will tell you. So that's why I always say to start with the most abstract part, which is coming up with your character, their backstory, and what they want to do, and then select the abilities in the book that match that background. Because if you go the other way, you're going to sort of funnel yourself into this cookie cutter format, and a year later, while you're still playing this character, you're going to be thinking, gosh, I really don't like how this character's going. And then you're going to want to start the whole thing over again and upend the entire campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, while games can go on for a couple hours at a time a night, we have our campaign is, what, a year and a half now? Yeah, a year and a half. We've been running for a year and a half. The same characters, mostly.
Well, yeah, from what I understand, these things just kind of keep going. So I'm looking at this character sheet that mm-hmm. I've got in my hand here. We filled out most of this up here, and I think we filled out this over here. What about all this stuff here? What about armor class, initiative, speed? I mean,
all given to you.
Those are all given. Okay.
Yes, those are all given.
Inspiration, proficiency bonus, that's all given. Mm-hmm.
Now, the skills you will pick as part of the character creation process, but it tells you, here's the list of skills you get to pick from. So it'll say you're a fighter, you get to pick athletics, so that's, you know, how physically capable you are, or intimidation or insight. And those are the things that you're going to add a bonus that increases per level.
Okay.
So as you go up,
are we starting out at level
one?
We're going to start with level one. Okay.
So for your proficiency bonus, I believe it's listed in there, you can just say 2. If it's on there.
There is a proficiency bonus.
Yeah, so that's 2.
So we're going to add 2. Is that just for me because of my class, or is that for everybody?
It's for everybody. Okay. Everyone will add 2 there. And then when you pick your skills, you're going to take the score that you have, and there is a modifier. So the score is different from the modifier.
So and nobody can see this, obviously, on the radio, but the big box were these numbers that we just rolled.
Mm-hmm. The big box is going to have the modifier.
And then the circle under that big box is our
score.
Is our score. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be the score, which will be modified by the race you pick. So you'll go in and you'll get a modifier, which basically is a score that is dependent on that, on the score. So every, let's see, you got like a 16 and something. So that's a +3 bonus. The lower your score, the less of a bonus you get. Okay. And it can go into the negative numbers. In fact, if you have a 9 or an 8, you actually have a penalty to anything involving that score.
Okay. So on the back of my sheet, I just wrote down like a little brief history of my character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
All right. Sarah, I guess I don't know what you're doing.
I have rolled up my stats. I got really bad stats, so it'll be exciting. I'm going to have a lot of penalties.
You did do 4d6 and drop the lowest number, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of ones and twos.
That's okay. I mean, but that's okay. This is just a single run, so it won't be that bad.
What class are you playing?
I'm going to play a ranger.
Okay. Mm.
Mm. All right.
So.
That should be fun. And then the skills you get to pick from are given to you in the class list. I have everything here, so we could take like 30 seconds after the show and get all of that written down. And then from that point, I will make sure, if you guys want to hand me the ones you've got, I'll make sure to come back with filled in ones for y'all for next
okay,
week.
Let's do, let's, I tell you what we'll do. When we leave here, when we leave upstairs, I'm going to put all my stuff in my car and everything, but let's meet in you guys don't know. It's once you go downstairs right here from the studio, if you go straight down that hallway, there is a conference room, big table there.
Okay.
Let's go in there.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's just go in there, and we'll sit down and kind of hash some of these little things out real quick.
Yeah, but from this point on, it is basically the book tells you what to pick.
Okay.
You have some options with starting equipment, but other than that, I mean, the book's going to tell you what your options are from that point.
Okay.
And even if you don't have a book, there are apps available There are resources available. Part of the book is for published for free by the company, so you can make a basic character.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have any of the fancy frills that buying a full book gets you.
All right. Well, there we go. There is our there's our week two of learning how to do D&D for me and for RJ as well.
So can I redo my character introduction?
Can you redo it?
Well, no. Like you said, the two sentence introduction. I actually wrote something down.
Oh, okay.
That's up to him.
Well, no, we got to go, and plus we got to clean up before they come here. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll take care of all of this next week.
Boom.
I mean, we can. I know. Next week, I think is going to be a. Once we get this out of the way,
mm-hmm.
this seems to be the most time consuming part as far as before the game starts.
Yeah.
Seems to be what we've been doing. So
next week, I'd like to tell a couple of stories.
No, that's totally fine.
I have an interesting story just to give a bit of foreboding. The story called "Your Honors, Thank Goodness You're Here,"
because it'll be this week, and then it'll be this coming weekend, and then the one after that is when we do this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it's getting very close. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in the church. Thank you again, Joshua, for coming by.
No problem. Thanks for putting up with me.
No, not at all. Thanks for putting up with like the speed run that we have to do this. Sarah, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get better, and we'll talk to you. We'll have you on the phone again next week.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room and everybody listening on the stream. Thanks to everybody who gets us each week from iTunes. We appreciate it. You can go to ingamechat.net and find us on Twitter, Facebook, our YouTube channel, our Twitch channel. We're on Steam. We're on PS4. We're on Xbox One. We're on Discord. We're on all this stuff that you can interact with us if you want to. So thanks, everybody. The music that you're going to hear is from a game called Shocks. It's a track called Arid. Now, RJ figured out the entire theme of this whole thing. Why don't you tell him what it was, RJ?
EA Big.
They were all tracks from EA Big games. EA Big was
what
this...
was
it was a thing that they started doing with SSX, I believe. And it was sort of sports...
Basically extreme sports.
It was basically. It was arcade sports.
It sounds
sports.
Like something 90s.
Instead of going the sim route of sports, they were going the arcade route
yeah.
of sports. Very much a NBA Jam, but not Midway, but EA. Mm-hmm. Very much, oh God, what was the Midway football game? Blitz. NFL Blitz. But again, something different. So yeah, that's what it was. So here's Shocks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Saturday.